சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 164, 15th chapter, 45th
verse. Satta matre prakashasya. கர்த்தாதித்யாதிரிஷ்யதே. கடாதிர் வ்யக்திதோ யத்வத் தத்வத் போதாத்மநிஷ்யதாம். சங்கராச்சாரிய talking about the analysis of Atma Jnanam, having analyzed Atma Swarupam, now he is analyzing Atma Jnana Swarupam. As I said in the last class, Atma Swarupa Jnanam cannot give liberation. Atma Swarupa Jnanam means the knowledge about the nature of Atma. Atma Swarupa Jnanam, the knowledge about the nature of Atma, is not going to give me the liberation. Then what gives liberation? Atma Jnanam alone gives liberation. Without knowing Atma Swarupam, you cannot get Atma Jnanam. Without knowing Atma Swarupam, the nature of Atma, you cannot get Atma Jnanam, it is not possible. Similarly, without Atma Jnanam, Atma Swarupa Jnanam is incomplete. Without Atma Jnana Swarupam, Atma Swarupa Jnanam is incomplete. Without Atma Swarupa Jnanam, Atma Jnana Swarupam is impossible. Very difficult to understand the difference. I am putting in Swarupam in one first and Swarupam in the other second place. Atma Swarupa Jnanam, knowledge about Atman nature, that is complete only when you attain Atma Jnana Swarupam, means nature of Atma Jnanam. What do you mean by self-knowledge? What do you mean by self that we have understood? What is self? What is self? That knowledge cannot give moksha. But what is self-knowledge? That's what we are seeing now. What do you mean by self-knowledge? That self-knowledge alone gives liberation. The self is like this nature, that self is myself. That is called Atma Jnanam. That Atma which I have understood through Mahavakya, that Atma is not different from me. That Atma is not different from me. I, the self, am that Atma only. I, the self, am non-different from that Atma. That is called Atma Jnana. That alone gives liberation. Therefore, don't think that I have understood about Atma, Sat, Chit, Ananda. I know what is Sat, I know what is Chit, I know what is Ananda. But you won't get Ananda by that knowledge. That Ananda Swarupam is myself. That Sat Swarupam is myself. That Chit Swarupam is myself. That clarity should come. For that purpose, Acharya is talking about that, how to attain self-knowledge. What do you mean by self-knowledge? And how to attain that self-knowledge? That part we are seeing. Look into the words. Satta matre prakashasya karta adisyadi karta ஆதித்யாதி ரிஷ்யதே. ஆத்மா இஸ் நான் டூவர், ஆத்மா இஸ் அகர்த்தா. டு எஸ்டாப்லிஷ் தட் ஆச்சாரிய கிவிங் டூ எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ், டூ த்ரீ ஃபோர் ஃபைவ் எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் இஸ் கிவிங். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சன் எக்ஸாம்பிள், லார்டு சன். சூர்யா இஸ் த இல்லுமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் அர்த். திஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் கரெக்ட். ஈவன் தோ இட் இஸ் நாட் கரெக்ட் கரெக்ட், வி மேக் தட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். இன்கரெக்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் வி கண்டினியூ டு டூ கரெக்ட்லி. இன்கரெக்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் வி கண்டினியூ டு டூ கரெக்ட்லி வித்தவுட் ஃபெயில். Here in the last class I said satta matre, for that because of the non-exist, because of the mere existence of the light, prakashasya satta matre, by mere presence of the sunlight. In drishtanta it is mere presence of sunlight, in darshtanta by mere presence of consciousness. So you have to take here sun example, because that is the example here. But second line, second half, you have to take consciousness in that place. Satta matra means by mere presence, by mere existence, the sunlight. Karta iti, what is karta? Sun is the illuminator. We add er. Once we add er, it shows is the karta. Karta means doer. Doer of what? Eating action, doer of walking action, doer of seeing action, doer of smelling action. All that er when you use, doer, walker, goer, eater, seer, knower, that er indicates the karta, the subject. For example, Rama eats the mango. Rama is the subject. Eating is an action. What he is eating? Mango. Mango comes under object. So the Rama is doing the action of eating the mango. So subject is active. Mango is the victim swallowed by the Rama. Victim in the sense swallowed by the Rama, it is an object. So here Rama is the karta, eating action. He is the eater. You add the er because he is doing the eating action. The subject of the sentence, subject of the sentence Rama, is getting a status of eater status because of the verb, because of the eating verb. Eating is a verb, eat. So this verb makes the subject eater. The subject is getting the status of eater because of whom? Because of the verb. So the verb is giving the status to the subject Rama, eater status. That verb is not there, is not a eater. Suppose he is looking at the mango, he is the seer. But seeing is also an action. So he became seer. So that ear has joined there. So er joined means for any verb, it is making the subject of the sentence as doer, karta. Any verb in the sentence gets er status, that status is allotted to the doer, karta, the subject. Minimum grammar, all of you know this. So object mango is passive. Passive means it is not doing any action. This example is clear. But sometimes what we do, sometimes subject is not active, sometimes subject is passive. The action of the object we transfer to the subject. The action of the object we transfer to the subject. Sometimes. That's what he says here. sun is the illuminator of the earth. Sun is the illuminator of the earth. Illuminator, er joined. For illumining is a verb. Er joined. Illuminator. Who is the illuminator? Sun is the illuminator of the earth. Really speaking, earth alone is moving. The activity of the movement of that earth we have transferred to the sun, who is not moving. What a mistake we are doing, and we are thinking we are all intelligent. Shastra says you are not intelligent, you are unintelligent. Earth is moving and earth is illumined by the sun, and I say what? Sun is the illuminator. What job sun has done? Illumining action he has not done at all. Sun has not done the illumining action. But who is doing action? Earth is doing the moving action. Earth is the mover. It is moving, violently moving. Now what we did here? The action of the object earth, what action? Moving action. We have transformed to the sun and say sun is moving. Sun is rising, sun is setting. And we say sun is illuminator of the earth. Sun is the illuminator of the earth. Sun is the illuminator of the earth. Really speaking, sun is not the illuminator. Sun is not the illuminator, but we say sun is the illuminator. Look here, what a mistake we are doing here. Satta matrena, look into the shloka. Satta matre prakashasya, of that sunlight, by its mere presence, by its mere existence, satta matre, karta adityadi rishyade. Karta, adityadi sun is called as karta, the doer of doing illumining action. We say illuminator, prakashakaha, illuminator of the earth. Really, sun is not doing any action of illumining. Ishyate, we are all looking at the sun as illuminator. We are all considering that sun as the illuminator. But this is a wrong concept. And we are not knowing also, and we use the word all the time, sun is illumining the earth, sun is illumining the earth. That means he is the illuminator. Illuminator means karta. But sun is not the karta, is not the doer. When can we correct this mistake? Only when you come to Vedanta class. Otherwise we commit the mistake. In example, you commit the mistake, no problem. Then with regard to Atma, look into the second line. Ghatadi vyakti taha means pot is illumined. Acharya takes the example, instead of earth, he takes the pot. Pot is illumined by, sun is the illuminator of the pot. Either world or pot, anything. Either earth or pot, any object. Okay. Ghatadi vyakti means illuminator, manifestation, that means appearance of the pot. Vyakti means visibility of the pot. Edvat. In that same manner, tadvat, bodhatmani ishyatam. You have to understand, accept the same mistake we are committing with regard to Atma. Atma is the illuminator of the world. Atma is the illuminator of the mind. Atma is the illuminator of everything. So Atma is nishkriyaha. But how Atma can be the illuminator? Bodhaha. Bodhatmani ishyatam. Bodhatma means the self, which is consciousness. Upon that we super transfer all the actions of the body, mind to Atma. Knower, seer, doer, eater, what? I am the eater, I am the seer, I am the knower. Vinata, Drashta, Manta, all Shrota, all these are transferred. Bodhaha means knower, experiencer. I am the experiencer, I am the knower. Shastra says you are not knower also, you are not experiencer also. Whenever we say I am the experiencer, correct then Swamini, Deepavali sweets I have experienced. I am the knower of Deepavali festival. I am the knower. It is correct only. Like that we use the word. This, whenever you say I am the knower, I is a mixture. I is a mixture of OC and RC. Lower I, higher I. Who is the knower? Original consciousness cannot be the knower. It is akarta. Chidabhasa, the ahankara also cannot be the knower. Chidabhasa doesn't exist separately. It cannot be the knower without chit. Body cannot know, eyes cannot know, mind cannot know, they are all jadam matter. In this mixture, I am the knower, I am the experiencer. When we say, really speaking, we are transferring this experiencehood, knowerhood, to the higher I, the Atma, the consciousness, unknowingly. Therefore, Acharya says, this transference of the activity of the seeing, eyes are seeing, mind is thinking, intellect is thinking, all these activities of the body-mind complex, we are transferring to the higher I and say, I am the knower. Actually, intellect alone is thinking. Mind, intellect, eyes, all these are all only doing. I am the smeller. Who is the smeller? I, the Atma, am smeller. No action. I am not the hearer. I am not the seer. I am not the smeller. I am not the taster. I am not doing anything. But we transfer the bodily sense organs activities to that Atma, the higher I. Not knowing there is higher I, because of which body, inert body, mind complex is functioning. Not at all knowing. Even Guru says also, we manage to not to understand. Not to understand means deliberately you don't try to avoid the knowledge. But we are not thinking deeply. We are taking it as granted. We are not going into the seriousness of the statement. The statements are very powerful statements. How can I gloss over? How just like that I ignore? How can I be complacent? Why am I not taking those statements seriously? If I take seriously, I can say Aham Brahmasmi very easily. There is no difficulty at all. There is no difficulty at all. At any time. You see, now he is further elaborating why we should not say Atma is the knower or illuminator. Another example he gives, two, three examples he is going to give to clarify the same idea. Now, 46 verse we will read. Same page. Bila sarpasya nirnyane. Suryo yadvat prakashakah. Prayatnena vina tadvat. Gnatatma bodharupatah. Now first example we'll see. From the hole the snake has come out. Bilat, bilam means the hole. Sarpasya niryani sati. When the sarpa comes out, the snake has come out from the bilam hole. Bilat sarpasya niryani வாட் வி சே, சூர்யா பிரகாசகா. சூர்யா லார்ட் சன் இஸ் இல்லுமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் த ஸ்னேக். சூர்யா இஸ் த இல்லுமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் த ஸ்னேக். யூ ஆர் நோயிங் தட் ஸ்னேக் ஆர் நாட்? ஹவு டு யூ நோ தட் ஸ்னேக்? பிகாஸ் சன் இஸ் இல்லுமினிங் தட் பிரகாஷ. சன் லைட் இஸ் ஃபாலிங் ஆன் தட். That sun light falling on the snake, we call it as sun is the illuminator of the snake. Why? If sunlight is not there, I cannot see the snake which has come from the vellum. Therefore, sun is the illuminator of the snake which has come from the hole. Paambu puttu perimilliyo ada. Now, here sun is the illuminator. Sun is the subject. Illumining is a verb. Illumining. And what he is illumining? Snake. Snake comes under object. The activity of the snake coming out of the hole, that activity I am superimposing onto the sun. And I say what? Sun is the illuminator of the snake. A sun has not done any job, any action at all. How can you transfer that illuminator status to that sun? But we commit like that only lot of mistakes. And we never know that we are committing mistake also. That's why many people commit mistakes not knowing they are committing mistake. Sun is the illuminator of the snake. But sun has not done any action. By mere presence of the sun, that snake is visible. Really, action is at the part of sun or the snake? Snake only. But that action is transferred. Instead of saying snake has come out in the presence of sun, snake is illumined. In the presence of sunlight, snake is known, visible. Like that I have to say. But we say sun is the illuminator. Look into the line. Bilat sarpasya niryane suryaha prakashakaha yadvat. Surya is the illuminator. Prakashakaha means illuminator. Yadvat. Similarly, just as we do that statement, now the sun is the illuminator. Now the sun is illuminator means when the snake has come out. Prayatrena vina, without any prayatna. Sun has not done any prayatna, any effort to illumine the snake which has come from the hole. H-O-L-E hole. Every time I say write properly the spelling W-H-O-L-E hole, anna ஆத்மாக்க இசை WHOLE. நவ் யூ டோன்ட் ரைட் WHOLE, HOLE. ஓகே. பிரயத்ரேன வினா, வித்தவுட் எனி எஃபர்ட். சன் ஹேஸ் நாட் புட் எனி எஃபர்ட். வித்தவுட் தட் எஃபர்ட் ஆல்சோ, பிரயத்ரேன வினா, யூ கேன் புட் எ ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப் தேர். திஸ் இஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். நவ் கம் டு த தார்ஷ்டாந்த. தத்வத், இன் த சேம் வே, இன் த சேம் வே, போதரூபதஹ ஆத்மா ஜ்ஞாதா இதி. போதரூபதஹ ஆத்மா, போதரூபதஹ மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மா, இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஆத்மா தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ஜ்ஞாதா இதி. வி சே ஆத்மா இஸ் த நோவர். த மூமெண்ட் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் அப்பியரிங், we say Atma is the knower. The knower status we are giving to the Atma, really speaking, Atma is not the Gnata. Atma is not doing any action. Atma is not doing any action. Bodha Rupataha. It is a relative statement. It is not really Atma is the knower. Gnata means knower. Tadvat, தத்வத் போதரூபதஹ ஆத்மா ஜ்ஞாதா இதி. சேம் எக்ஸாம்பிள் லைக் ஹியர், ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் த நோவர், பட் வி ஆர் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபரிங் த நோவர் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் டு ஆத்மா, which is really done by, I know this object, that object, eyes are seeing, mind is functioning behind the eyes, there is activity in eyes, there is activity in the mind, there is activity in the intellect, but the activity of the mind, the sense organs and intellect, we are transferring to the Atma, which is actionless, and say, I know this, I know that, I know this, I know that, Jnata. I the Atma, I am not the Jnata also. Then it comes under Ajnata. It is not known. No, no, it is not Ajnatam also. Now next verse. Another example he gives. Further clarification. More examples, more clarity. Verse 47. Dadhaiva Mushna Sattayam தத்வத் போதாத்மநிஷ்யதாம் சத்யேவ யதுபாதௌ து ஜ்ஞாதே சர்பயோத்திதே. இன் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் தத்வத் போத்தா இஸ் தேர். Instead of double dha, you take only one dha. Tatha, da dha, one dha. Fourth dha enough. There is no need of two dhas are there. And the first dha, you can delete dha is enough. Now the fire example, second example. Previous example is snake example. Now the fire example, he says, உஷ்ணஹ சத்தாயாம் தத்தஹ ஏவ. உஷ்ணஹ சத்தாயாம், when there is a fire, when there is a fire, உஷ்ணஹ means fire. We say fire burns, fire is the burner, the ear joint, fire is the burner, fire has burnt my finger, fire has burnt my finger. The burning action I am giving to the subject fire. What it has burned? Finger. Finger is object. The object finger is burned by the fire. So burner is vahu, fire. Really speaking, fire has not burnt anything. It has not done the action of burning. If you understand the example clearly, only you can understand the darshtanta. As I am talking the example, you have to connect it to the Atma. My finger gets burnt. Fire burns my finger. Therefore, fire is called burner. That ER, if you join to the subject will become the karta. What type of karta? Burning karta. Burner. It is doing the burning action. Now, the finger has come closer to the fire, or fire has come to the finger? Finger has come near the fire. Even fire comes because of it is spreading all over. Fire never plans to burn your finger. Because sattayam, because of proximity. Because of proximity only, this finger has got burned. Fire has not done burning action. Therefore, you should not call the fire as burner. But we are saying what? Fire is the burner. The one who is doing burning action. Is fire doing burning action? Can fire do the burning action? But by mere presence, by its mere existence, burn does that and what is sollakodadu. It is not doing also. Like that here also, tadvat, similarly, tadvat, bodhatmani ishyatam. May you understand, Atma is also not doing any action of seeing, knowing, hearing, talking, walking. But we all say, I means Atma. Lakshyartha is, I is Atma. Lower I is Vyavaharika, it is not real, it is Mithya. I the Atma am Akarta. Now listen, whenever we say, I am the eater, I am the experiencer, I am the knower, I am the smeller, I am the hearer, I am the talker, I am the walker. All I am when we are using actual in the I la rundirik. Lower I, higher I. Lower I, Vyavaharika, Ahankara I, which is doing actions with the body, is unreal. It doesn't have Paramarthika Satyatvam. Therefore, it is not real. Then higher I, Atma, cannot do anything. Therefore, I am the doer, I am the knower statements, both all are, ear statements, all of them are meaningless. Now I am sitting in the class, Swamini, I am hearing the class, this is also mithya. Ama, mithya only. From the standpoint of Atma, this hearing, hearer status is also mithya only. Atma is not hearer. Clear? So, Atmani ishyatam. May you understand in the same manner, just as the fire is not the burner, Atma is not the knower, Atma is not the seer. I am not the seer, I am not the knower. Whenever I say, I am not the seer, I am not the knower, from Lakshyarthai standpoint or Vachyarthai standpoint, from Lakshyarthai standpoint, from lower I standpoint, even though I am hearing the class from many years, different subjects, to understand I am not the hearer, really speaking. I have to hear the class to claim that I am not the hearer. I have to know the subject to claim that I am not the knower. இது என்ன சுவாமி அக்கிரமமா இருக்கு? அக்கிரமம் இல்ல, சக்கிரமம் தான். Why? Because to claim I am not the knower, I am not the gnata, I am not the pramata, I am not the any experiencer or observer, to understand this, I have to understand. To understand this, I am not knower, I have to understand. I have to study. Shastra. அப்படின்னு கிளாஸ் வராமல் இருந்த புரியாது, கிளாஸுக்கு வரணும். தட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி ஹைலி டெக்னிக்கல் வர்சஸ் ஐ சைட். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹி சேஸ் எது உபாதௌ சதி ஏவ. உபாதௌ சதி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வென் த பேப்பர் இஸ் வெரி க்ளோசர் டு த ஃபயர் ஆர் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட் விச் இஸ் கேன் பி பர்ன்ட், வென் இட் இஸ் க்ளோசர் டு தட் ஓன்லி உபாதௌ சதி ஏவ இட் டஸ் தட் ஆக்ஷன். சிமிலர்லி ஜ்ஞாத்தே சர்வம், ஜ்ஞாத்தே சர்ப, ஜ்ஞாத்தே சர்ப இவ உத்திதே இன் திஸ் மேனர். ஸோ ஜ்ஞாத்தே ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ் யூ ஹட் புட் ஏ ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப். உபாதௌ சதி ஏவ ஜ்ஞாத்தே. How you have to do anvaya? Upadhau, yat upadhau jnate, upadhau sati jnate. Yat upadhau sati jnate. When it is nearby, then only you are the knower. Jnate, you are the knower. If that object is not nearby, are you a knower? That object is not falling within your ears or eyes, you are not the hearer, you are not the seer. Because of that object is falling very close to you, proximate to you, jnate, you are the knower. You are knower of the sound, you are knower of the form, you are knower of the taste. If you don't put that deeper sweet on your tongue, that is called upadhi here. You cannot know the taste. You are not the taster. Taste jnanam will not come to you. That has to be proximate. That object, food item, has to be proximate with the tongue. Adi upadhau sati eva jnate. In Atmanism you are the knower, experiencer ityarthaha. Experiencer of the taste, experiencer of the sound, experiencer of the form. You are the knower of the taste, you are knower of the form, knower of the color. Everything only when the upadhi is very close by. If it is not close by, you are not the knower. Similarly, because of the body-mind complex, the second half. Example he is telling, sarpa eva utthite. Just as sarpa has come out of the bilam, out, therefore sarpa utthite sati eva suryaha prakashakaha. Sarpa has not come out, suppose. Can you call the sun is the illuminator? Sarpa has not come out of the bilam. Can you utter the word sun is the illuminator of the snake? No. Since the sarpa has come, sarpa eva utthite. Similarly, here also, body-mind complex is there because of that proximity. Atma, I, the Atma gets the relative status, knower status, experiencer status, observer status, srota, manta, vijnata. All these statuses are because of proximity. If class is not there now, you are sitting here, the sound is not there. Are you a hearer? Because of keeping two speakers, I am talking here, you are the hearer. Now your hearer status is permanent or relative, temporary. Temporary. The hearer status is because of the proximity of the sound. Proximity of the sound. Sometimes, even the speaker is near. Suppose I have deafness. I am not the hearer. Sound is going on there, but I am not the hearer. So proximity of the ear is not there. Clear? Very clear? Very clear? So similarly, like sarpa utthite eva suryaha prakashakaha bhavati. Otherwise surya is not prakashakaha. Now the status of illuminator, status of the sun is a relative standpoint. Sun is not the illuminator, but the illuminator status is a relative. Relative from this sarpa. Don't think sun is related to the sarpa. Relative means what? With regard to the rising, coming out sarpa from the below, only the sun is called illuminator. From the standpoint of the sarpa, which is coming out of the below, that time only the sun is the illuminator. Deliberately, slowly I am talking. Why Swami is so too slow today? Deliberately I have slowed down my speech because as I am talking the drishtanta, you have to apply to the darshtanta because of proximity. Are you a taster now? Are you a smeller? No. But when they are very proximate the object, you are the smeller. That is why the object movements activity you are superimposing to the higher eye, the Atma. Idi theriyamale, I am the smeller, I am the walker, I am the doer, I am the knower, I am the observer, experiencer, illuminator, everything we are telling. So therefore Atma is not the illuminator of anything. Because they are proximate, their movements we are transferring to the Atma, I the Atma, and saying I am the illuminator of the mind. Literally speaking, Atma is not the illuminator also. Ippudhani Sundar Swamini, Atma Chaitanyam only illumining anna. Adi chumma kada konja neram. Atma illumines everything. In the presence of Atma, everything is known. I said tube light illumining the hall. Does it mean tube light is doing the action of illumining? Illuminator means what? Why I say illuminator? Because it is making the objects evident, but I gave the status of illuminator status. Really speaking, tube light is doing illuminator status it is having? Doing illumining job? No. Adhe madhrida. Same way, we have to understand Atma also is not the illuminator of the mind, is not the illuminator of the world, it is not the illuminator of anything really. That status is also not belong to Atma. Atma doesn't have any status. Next shloka, verse 48. Another example he gives in this 48th shloka. Gnata yatnopi tadvajnah. Karta brahmakavad bhavet. Swarupena swayam natma. Gneyo gneyo thavatatah. Third example, that is magnet example. Brahmakaha means magnet, that which makes everything to move, iron, metal pieces which makes it move, that's called brahmakaha. Brahmakavat bhavet karta. See, gnata ayatnopi atma, ayatnopi without its effort. Yatna means effort. Ayatna means without any effort. Ayatnopi tadvajnaha karta brahmakavad bhavet. Karta, gnata, like brahmakaha, really speaking, magnet has not done any job. In the presence of magnet, iron pieces are moving. They are moving. Actually, magnet is not moving. Similarly, the Atma is like a magnet. You have to imagine. In the place of magnet, you have to take Atma. Atma is like a magnet. In the presence of Atma, everything is known. Gnaha bhavet, gnata karta, doer of knowing action. Gnata bhavati. In the presence of Atma, even though Atma is not doing anything, like magnet, as though Atma doing. Swarupena swayam na, swarupena Atma swayam na gneyaha or agneyaha tataha gneyaha. Atma cannot be known. She is negating all gnatrutvam, knowerhood. Unknown, known means it is not knower, it is not known. Now we have negated knower, it is not gnata. So it is not gnata means it is not the knower, means it is known. Can it be taken as a known object? Na gneyaha also. Triputi you have to negate. It is not gneyaha, it cannot be known as an object. Then it cannot be known as an object means it is agneyaha, it is unknown. No, 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 it is not unknown also. It is not known, it is not unknown. Then either any object can be known or unknown. Gneyaha means known, agneyaha means unknown. Atma, gneyaha if I say, it can be known, and it cannot be known because it is not available for sense perception. Therefore, it cannot be gneya. Therefore, person can come and say, therefore, Atma is unknown. Naturally, once it is not knowable, it is not known, immediately what person can say? Therefore, Atma is unknown. Shastra says, no. Agneyaha iti na. It is not unknown. There are only two objects in the world. Only either known or unknown. Atma is that which can never come under known object or unknown object. What is this? That is why Atma is so mysterious thing for many people. Whatever is knowable in future, what is known comes under object. Atma is neither known or unknown means only one option. It is the knower. Knower also you have removed. Then what? It is not knower. It is not known. It is not unknown. Therefore, say Purna Madha. No, no, no. I want to continue, Shastra says. கேனோபனிஷத் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா இட் சேஸ் ஸ்னேயஹ அக்னேஹ அதவா ததஹ ஜ்னேயஹ ந அக்னேயஹ அபி ந ஹூ ஸ்வயம் ஆத்மா ஸ்வயம் ஸ்வரூபேண பை இட்ஸ் நேச்சர் பை இட்ஸ் வெரி நேச்சர் ஆத்மா இஸ் நெய்தர் நோன் ஆர் அன்னோன். வை ஃபார் திஸ் பிரமாணம் இஸ் தேர் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் 49th ஸ்லோக விதிதா விதிதாப்யாம் தத் அந்யதேவேதி சாசனாத் பந்த மோக்ஷாதயோ பாவாஹ தத்வதாத்மனி கல்பிதாஹ. கேனோபனிஷத் இந்த ஃபுட்நோட் நம்பர் இஸ் கிவன் 1-4 ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் 4th மந்திர அன்யதேவ விதிதாத் அதோ அவிதிதாத் அதீன. குரு சேட் ஹே சிஷ்யா ஆத்மா இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் நோன் அண்ட் அன்னோன். ஆத்மா இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் நோன் அண்ட் அன்னோன். வாட் எவர் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் நோன் இஸ் நாட் ஆத்மா, வாட் எவர் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் அன்னோன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் ஆத்மா. இது என்ன டீச்சிங்? ஆத்மா டசன்ட் கம் அண்டர் நோன் ஆல்சோ, ஆத்மா டசன்ட் கம் அண்டர் அன்னோன் ஆல்சோ. விதித்த அவிதா அவிதாபியாம் அவிதிதாபியாம். விதித்தா மீன்ஸ் நோன், அவிதிதா மீன்ஸ் அன்னோன். விதித்த அவிதா அவிதிதாபியாம் தத் ஆத்மா, தத் மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன், அன்யதேவ டிஃபரெண்ட். இட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் நோன் அண்ட் அன்னோன். அது என்ன தேர்ட் கேட்டகரி? நோன் அண்ட் அன்னோனுக்கு தேர்ட் கேட்டகரி என்ன இருக்கு? நோன் கேட்டகரி அன்னோன் கேட்டகரி அது நமக்கு தெரியும். அதுக்கு அந்நியதா, நோன் அன்னோன் அப்பாற்பட்டது என்ன? அது என்ன என்ன? யூ தி சப்ஜெக்ட் தி நோவர். அது நான் நோவரா? அது கூட இல்லை. ஐ டேக் தட் நோவர் ஹுட் ஆல்சோ. That is why you are aloof. When you come to Vedanta, you are not leaning upon anything. Nothing is there to lean upon. You cannot lean upon anything in Vedanta. That's why many people feel abhaye bhaya darshinaha. In secure atma, people feel insecure. Look into the line, vidita avidita abhyam tat anyat eva. இது சாசனாத். This is the உபனிஷதிக் பிரமாணம். சாசனம் இன் சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம். சாசனாத் பந்த மோக்ஷாதயோஹி பாவாஹ தத்வத் ஆத்மனி கல்பிதாஹ. Therefore, even bandha, bondage and liberation also, they are superimposed, transferred to Atma. There is no bandha, there is no moksha also. That's why the student is also brilliant. He said to the teacher, I don't think so, I know Atma. I don't say that I don't know Atma. Guru asked, have you understood my teaching? Because he said it is beyond known and beyond unknown. And Guru want to see how far the student has understood. Then student says, I don't think so, I know the Atma, but at the same time, I don't want to say I don't know the Atma, I don't want to say I know the Atma also. I know, I don't know, he said. I know, I don't know. You know the answer, what it means. I know, I don't know means, I know Atma as the subject myself. I don't know the Atma as an object. Therefore, whoever understands this, they are all Jeevan Muktas. And he went away. Whoever understands this, my statement, they are all Muktas, Jeevan Muktas. Naham Manyesu Vedeti Nona Vedeti Vedachana. Like that he gave the answer. Therefore, I have no bandha, I have no moksha. If I accept bondage, I have to work for moksha. If I say I have attained moksha, I am liberated. If I say I was bound previous means before coming to the class, so family I was bound. Now you have, with your blessings, by your teaching, I am liberated now. Onnu thappu da. More in the next class.
Purnamadapurnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.